APAC doesn't want you to know who runs it, but we found out, and what we discovered is bigger than just one organization. Go to apacwhowear.org. There you'll see 50 faces, the board members and executives who run APAC. Here's what's interesting. Click on any of these profiles and you start to see the connections. Exposed, unexpected connections across the entire pro-Israel lobbying ecosystem. Take Betsy Burns Korn. She's APAC's board chair. She's also the chair of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations. That's the umbrella group coordinating over 50 pro-Israel organizations. One person occupying two of the most powerful positions in the Israel lobby. Or take Harriet Schleifer. She's on APAC's board. She also served as chair of the Conference of Presidents before Korn. And Schleifer is connected to the Washington Institute for Near East Policy and led the American Jewish Committee. These may seem to be separate organizations, but they have the same people running them. Alan Lavau is also on the board. He's also vice president of the American Israel Education Foundation. That's the group that funds those congressional boondoggle trips to Israel, training them to regurgitate pro-Israel propaganda. Same person, same network. This is what we call a network of networks. Because it's not just APAC, it's an entire ecosystem. And these 50 people sit at the center of it. APACwhowear.org. See the faces, read the connections, connect the dots yourself. These people are responsible for what APAC does. And stay tuned as Dawn exposes how APAC is contributing to Israeli human rights abuses against Palestinians.